Hey there, how are you? Valentine's Day is over. The Super Bowl is done. Is there anything worth living for? We're going to find out today. This isn't the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Corden show. No, this is Valuetainment Presents The Right Show, the news for people who hate the news. I'm your host, Kayvon, and today's episode is going to be a treat. Apple stores are under attack. Rachel Dolezal, the NAACP dark black leader, she is back in the news, and Usher's backup dancer gets sweet redemption. She has the last laugh. Plus, we have a special guest correspondent coming into the studio today, none other than Valuetainment's own Vincent O'Shaughnessy. It's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Let's go! All right, episode 23 is here, and in effect, question for you, where are you from? And what did you do for Valentine's Day? Please put it in the comments and keep it PG-13 this year. Last year was embarrassing, all right? Now, for me, Valentine's Day was fun. I went to the gym. There was a lot of grunting and moaning, and that was just trying to get the door open. Then I did some push-ups, pull-ups, went home and had a little bubble bath by myself. But I made a romantic Valentine's Day movie trailer with all my friends here at Valuetainment for what a cheesy rom-com would look like if we made it. I hope you laugh. Take a look.
Don't you just love, love? This Valentine's Day?
Happy Valentine's Day!
Get ready for a rom-com that'll tickle you king.
Where's Amy? You didn't hear? Corporate center back to Australia.
What?
If you want her, go after her.
I have work to do.
Just go, you fool.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey!
So put that rosé in your favorite Stanley tumbler while we put the rom in calm.
Love got us into this mess.
Where is everybody?
Love is gonna get us out.
They'll be here soon.
The type of movie where anything can happen. And it always does. There's no harm in a little charm. And it sure doesn't hurt to flirt. Get ready for the most romantic romance movie ever made in the history of romantic movies. A movie full of no-name actors because we blew our entire budget on this trailer. Move over, Hallmark Channel.
I decided to stay.
Office love.
Well, that looks terrible.
Seriously? I kind of want to see it.
Fine.
That does look terrible. You know, we had our very own head of HR who said, that movie looks cheesy. And I said, that's the point. That's the joke. It's supposed to suck. And I believe we nailed it because every Hallmark movie looks a little something like that. Speaking of sucking, do you remember the illegal immigrants who attacked the two New York police officers? They were punching and kicking them. They went to jail and they got let out. No charges and no bail because we should feel bad. They're illegal immigrants. Well, guess what? He's back in the news. A week later, he robbed a Macy's. Check it out.
This is brand new video of the suspect in that NYPD officer beating. He was just arrested in a separate Macy's robbery case, suspected of being involved in a security guard beatdown. The security guard outside Macy's was punched and kicked. Darwin Gomez was one of those beating suspects a judge initially freed without bail after the beating of two NYPD police officers in Times Square earlier this month.
Could you believe his name is Darwin, which means eventually he's going to win that award when he ends up punching the wrong security officer and he's like, oh, help, I'm illegal. Doesn't matter, Darwin. Not everybody plays by those same rules. Now, if that's not bad enough, I want you to see what an Apple store looks like here in America versus in Japan. You might notice a little difference. Did you used to read those highlight magazines and see which picture is different than the other? You get to do that now as an adult. Notice nothing is locked in Japan, and it's all staying there. Everything's locked in America, and it's still going bye-bye. Well, there you have it. It looks like BLM has not got to Japan yet, but for them, as of now, it's Sushi Lives Matter. That's all they're worried about. I kind of want to move there. Hayato! Now, our final story from Robbery Central is none other than a leftist kind of apologizing for getting her stores stolen from, and then saying, well, I guess they need the products. I just wish they wouldn't, but what can you do? People are, like, really taking a lax attitude to this. Look.
It's same time. They're probably doing it for a reason. They need those things, but they shouldn't just be going in and clearing the shelves because this isn't sustainable for the store.
A lot of folks actually can't afford any of the things in there. I'm not saying that ceiling has to be the solution to that, right? However, maybe if the city could provide more accessible resources to unhoused or under-income folks that can provide them like hair care, bodily care, hygiene care, etc., that could be an option.
Let's say you got to give him hair care for free. If not, he has no other choice than stealing from your Walgreens, Walmart, CVS. These people are making excuses for this stuff, and we're going to all pay the price, especially when they complain. In Oakland, the stores are closed. In Baltimore, they took away our Walgreens. And we even had congresswomen going, it's racist, they keep closing their stores. You stay open and take the hit. Do you think they should take the hit? Let's find out. If you think they should keep those stores open and keep stealing, let me know. Or should those people go directly to jail? Do not pass go. And no more letting the illegals out on no bail. Let us know in the comments. We'll be back with more from The Right Show right after this. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I told you this will be a special episode because we've always done The Right Show, just you and I. But it's not as fun because I used to be on a show called The Vincent O'Shaughnessy Show where I got to do a little segment and I wanted him and his talents to be here on mine. Please make some noise for the one, the only Vincent O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah. It's always, I waited for the applause, but maybe they're just shocked that I'm here and they don't want
to. It's so shocking that we didn't even know to have an applause break. So, how long you been with Valuetainment?
I've been with Valuetainment. It'll be 2 years, May 8th.
You are the person that the other comedians here look up to. You've had a long track record of doing funny stuff. You were doing it all by yourself, and now we get to help you out. I think that's awesome.
I think it's been a crazy ride, but like you said, now that bounce ideas off and go back and forth with people that are, you know, good sense of humor, funny, you and Brady. Right. So I'm really excited.
Well, yeah, there's only a couple comedians now, but hey, if this keeps going well, we're going to have a lot more. So the thing that I loved about Vinny's show is he can vent, he can rant like no other. So I figured, why don't we watch a few news stories together? We get kind of both of our point of views together.
Okay.
And we're going to start with some of the naughtier stuff. We have coming to us from a private school. A mom is part of OnlyFans. And she has her van on the back with the OnlyFans logo. We'll watch the story. We'll get your thoughts on it. Take a look.
A Florida private school expelled two children over a dispute with their mother. At issue, a sticker on Michelle Klein's car promoting her OnlyFans page.
It's definitely linked to, you know, explicit content, adult content for sure. My husband and I have this, you know, little wild, you know, behind closed doors lifestyle that we've now decided to share.
OnlyFans is an online platform often used by adult content creators to monetize photos and videos. Other parents at Liberty Christian Preparatory School are not fans of promoting that site.
That's a distraction to my children. And no matter how poorly or how good I parent, porn is there.
At first, the school asked Klein not to bring the car on campus unless the decal was removed and urged her to drop her kids off across the street.
I was forced to have to, you know, take it off or not come on campus.
And then the school sent a letter saying your family's enrollment with LCPS is terminated effective immediately, accusing Klein of promoting a pornographic website.
Pornographic website on the back of the minivan. Vinny, what would you think if you had a student, you know, you're dropping your little one to school, here comes blonde mama.
I mean, first of all, it just makes me laugh that they didn't interview one father. Yeah. No fathers, because you know the fathers would have been like, hey, it ain't bothering me, none. I'm not only a customer.
That makes carpool go by a lot quicker.
Yeah, I mean, dude, first of all, I think OnlyFans, like, I love the word OnlyFans. No, it's only perverted people that are trying to hook up and look at you and who knows what they do. But, bro, I never knew, did you ever know that there was this many women that wanted to be online hookers and porn stars? It's like every girl you meet now is like, yeah, well, on the side, I'm making money. Yeah, you're still a whore. It's embarrassing. And by the way, at an elementary school?
Elementary school. Like, and it's a private school. It's like a Christian private school, which on one side you're like, well, that's how you pay for privates? That's one way of doing it.
That is one. But I just wish they interviewed one father, and I guarantee you all the fathers would have been like, it ain't bother me none.
It makes carpool go by way quicker.
I think, I'm not a fan.
I just figured out how they figured out how it was happening. That a lot of dads were volunteering for carpool. Like, that never happened.
Yeah, just tailgating her. Like, hold on. Oh, I'm pretty sure somebody rear-ended her once. No pun intended.
That was awesome. Where's my buzzer? Okay.
Hey-o.
Well, at least the school made the right decision. They kicked her out of school. They kicked her kids out of school. They said, you're not welcome here.
But still offering the possibility to re-enroll her kids if she removes the sticker.
Why not take the decal?
Oh, they are welcome.
And that would seem like an easy thing to say, for sure. But for me, you know, it supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us.
What's your name? Piper?
Piper.
Piper Farm?
Piper Farms.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Piper.
Piper Farms, dude. Like, you can't make that up. That's
a great porn name.
Yeah, it's just like, but dude, she's promoting. That's what she's doing.
She did. Every day she's hustling.
Every single day. Can you imagine that, though? Because, you know, they message and like, hey, send me. Like, just out of curiosity, how'd you find out about me? Well, I was at the Christian Academy and I drove by and the Lord is good.
And another thing is, like, those kids have to go to other activities and the mom has to pick, like, you know, like, go around and pick up other kids. Like, hop in the porn mobile. Like, I don't want you going with Piper Farms.
Oh, yeah. Her kids have to be in there, too.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what? The kids are done with that school, too. Yep. Like, hey, what happened?
Yeah, so
my
that
mom's
video
a whore.
The video might have got cut off a little bit, but I was so proud that the school put their foot down and they're like, actually, you can come back as long as you remove the decal. She's like, nah, I don't really want to.
Wow. Yeah. The hell with the kids? She's like, what is she? She's like, the kids don't need education. I'm making 50 grand in 2 weeks just sitting there like this. That's how my kids, why do my kids need to go to school?
If you want to sign up for this right now, it's hashtag Vincent O'Shaughnessy exactly. On all social media.
Yeah.
Send them however much money you think that was worth.
Yeah, come on, man.
Right there.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we move on to our next story and one that I really enjoyed. You might remember this girl, Rachel Dolezal. She was the black double N. It's an NAACP leader of Spokane, Washington, until they found out she had crinkle cut her hair. She put tanner on. She's not actually black. And in her defense, she is the blackest woman in Spokane.
I've been there.
We got to put
I've been
there. So she is back because she just started an OnlyFans.
I swear to God.
Yes. Oh, so I want to know what category you search her under.
Yeah, you confused, know? Mixed. Because her parents got interviewed and they're like, no, she's white. Yeah. My wife is white. I'm white. She's white.
She's white. And it's her defense was, well, I feel black. It's part of a culture. It's part of how you are. And the left went crazy. Like, you are done. You can't pretend to be black. Isn't that weird?
It's weird. But you know what? At least, bro, the cause that she's doing, she was, like, working for the NAACP. She's furthering this, like, the success of African-Americans. Leave her alone. At least she's not pretending to be a dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's ma'am, wearing a freaking skirt at GameStop. It's like she's helping the cause.
It's way more realistic to say I identify as an Asian because my wife is Asian. I eat Asian food. I live in Japan.
Yeah.
But then the same people on the left are like, oh, but you can just chop things off and just switch genders immediately. So it's very weird. I don't like talking about it too much.
If you could change just by saying I'm right now, okay, but I'm a woman. You have to call me Vincenza, okay? Why doesn't it work for race? I think if we're gonna be that ridiculous in one, leave her alone. Leave her alone. But at least she's going for it. Cornrows, she's getting dark.
She does.
You know what I mean? She's doing it.
She invested the money, and it just shows that, like, if there was such a thing as a white privilege, then why did she excel to the top of the presidency by being black? Like, she doesn't want to be white. That's the last thing she wants.
She hates it.
And now she's more famous, and she's making a ton of money on OnlyFans. In fact, this is what she says. People have asked me how they can support, show some love, order my art from my website. She calls it art the way, you know, maybe Hunter Biden does art too.
Yeah.
But there's original art. You can order signed prints and, of course, more. What is
more?
What is more?
Yeah, exactly. You know what's crazy, bro? I'm proud to say this. I've never been on OnlyFans. I haven't done any dating apps. I mean, I'm single, but I'm waiting to get out there and meet somebody organically instead of going, man, I was doing this and bingo.
That's, So that's the end of Rachel Dolezal, but she'll probably, every 7 years she comes back. It's kind of like the flu.
Yeah.
All right. Now we get to one of our final stories. I'm so lucky to have Vinny here to sit with us, but this one was very funny. A Florida cop mistakenly thought he was being attacked. It turns out it was an acorn that hit the hood of his car, and he'd already handcuffed a suspect and put him in the back seat. But when the acorn hit, he bailed, pulled out his gun, and started unloading into his own cop car.
Oh my God.
Watch the video. We'll come up with a funny sketch for this sure. Here it is. It's hilarious. Ready? Here he goes. He's walking back. Tick, tick. You heard that little tick? It wasn't even
just
a pow.
Shots fired!
He's rolling.
Shots fired!
Here he goes. He unloads the whole clip.
He
switches positions.
Oh.
Reload.
Reload.
Oh, he's out.
In the car.
Get to the chopper.
Come on. Kill me. I'm here.
Get to the coconut tree.
Do you know your tag number off the top of your head?
Another watch. This from another angle.
Oh my God. Those are...
Why is...
What?
Like, don't shoot the turkey.
Where? Right there?
She unloaded too.
Well, I mean, you gotta back up your...
Jesse, are you okay?
So you got the...
He's losing his
Jesse,
job.
Jesse! Get back! Where is he?
Who is he? They're shooting ghosts.
He's like, it's a squirrel! He's in the...
43, give me traffic. Shots fired. Deputy down.
It's horrible.
Bro!
Look, now the SWAT team comes.
That is brilliant.
Dude, am I hit?
Look at this.
Bro!
And everyone's looking for the ghost.
My legs went numb when it hit me.
All right.
I don't know. My legs went numb for a second.
At what point do you go
this way.
Dude, it was...
He
resigned.
He had to resign. But let me tell you something. Here's the worst part about that. His partner unloaded. He unloaded, reloaded, unloaded. They didn't hit the guy in the car.
Bro, if I was a squirrel and I was in the tree, I'd be like, what are they doing? Who are they shooting at? All I did was throw an acorn at the guy.
It's funny. It's funny, Vinny says that. God. We have inside footage of the suspect at large right now. Take a look here. This is unbelievable.
Oh, my, there he is. That's the culprit? Dude, look at him, that piece of... What a son of a... Look, bro, look at the cockiness. Look at the cock... And bro, oh, my God.
You just hear, pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, break yourself, squirrel. Oh, my... Bro, that's just... Mother, because I was an MP in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Resign. He could... Dude, that is... God forbid he didn't hit anybody. So the suspect's in the car.
In the car.
You got to respect the partner. The partner was like, hey, if he's shooting, I'm shooting, bro.
Going out.
What?
Isn't that funny? And so, like, some cops, they get into, like, some sort of altercation where something goes wrong. But that, the only thing that went wrong is he heard a nut. It wasn't even that loud.
Where did it hit?
They said that one hit the hood of the car and one at the other at the same time hit his knee. He thought he was shot. That's why he was flipping and falling. I've been hit.
Oh my God.
Then he looked down. There's just some acorn dust on his thing. And I was like, in his defense, he might be allergic to nuts.
Yeah. Dude, how tall was that tree? Because that has it. By the way, I don't know if you've ever been around a gunshot. You gotta get hit really hard to go, they're shooting! No!
Well, I know, Vinny, I wish I had the footage, but he goes shooting, and this guy, all those hours he's played video games, he can reload in real life like that, and I'm watching him shoot targets, and I don't ever get in a gunfight with Vinny. That's my one rule when I come to work every day.
Yeah,
here.
And by the way, and just to any squirrels that just happen to, if you know somebody's watching this in their car, and if you're a squirrel and you see this, watch your ass. Your nuts. Don't be throwing them on my freaking car.
I think that's a sketch waiting to happen. You might see something like that from Valuetainment. And we have Officer Vincenzo who will tell us exactly what happened. All right, one of our final stories while we got Vinny here, because this is a busy man. He's got to go Manect and actually connect with people that pay for his time. So I'll have to Manect you after this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's going to be $800.
Look how short. I can't even touch the floor.
Wiggle
like
those legs,
a five-year-old
baby.
Kid over here.
Well, this is a guy Vinny actually sat down and talked to on the PBD podcast. I've never seen anything like it. PBD's podcast will bring together people that normally wouldn't discuss anything, because it's all about honest debate, honest discussion, and getting to know each other. That's what I love. And you sat with Chris Cuomo.
Yes.
What was that like?
He's a dude. I was pleasantly surprised, because I mean, obviously, I don't see eye to eye with him on a lot of stuff. The way, you know, anybody that worked at CNN, to me, I either you're doing it for the paycheck, or you know, you really believe in that type of stuff. But there's some stuff that he said about, especially about the people not taking the vaccine. Yeah. He's like, what are you, like, you're the enemy or something. Like, I don't know what it was. Wasn't that happy about it.
And you tore down your Don Lemon poster after that whole thing.
Tore down my Don Lemon poster. And, it was a rough time.
Well, he actually is kind of a likable guy when he's not pushing a CNN agenda. He's here interviewing the girl who has Tourette's. She's the most famous woman with Tourette's.
Bailey Dupree?
Yes, Bailey Dupree. And she, if you've seen her video, she's like, you're done.
You're done. You're done. I love her. I love her. She's
we
my
say
favorite.
It all the time here when the
you're
podcast
done.
Is done.
Wait, you're
do it
done.
Again. Hold on. Do it.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
I love her. She's
somehow
my
she ended up on the Chris Cuomo show. He's interviewing her, and she spouts off, and she actually curses him out. You know, like, subliminally when you're like you know, you have one too many drinks, like, hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Vinny, sorry, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Her Tourette's is actually stream of conscious. Listen to this, and we have Chris trying not to laugh,
oh
and
my God.
It's so funny, but it's not meant to be, but you have to watch. You'll see.
I've had parents reach out to me asking me, oh, my son's coming home with a girlfriend and his girlfriend has Tourette syndrome. So, and then I also get very evil people that would comment and say, like, go fuck yourself, Chris. Little baby weenie.
Little baby weenie.
But your own biscuit, fat ass. That have told me that my parents deserved to die in a car accident because I'm faking my condition.
Can she see him?
When you have to conduct an interview like this.
Can she see him? Can she see him during the thing? I mean, she saw it after.
A lot of people might not know this, but when you do an interview, the monitor's here, but if you want to engage with the crowd and the person, so you don't really see anything. You don't know if there's something. So people are like, why didn't they fix their hair? We look straight into this hole, even though the monitor's way over here, because this wouldn't be a good interview, would it, Vinny?
Yeah, no.
Hey, how are you doing, sir? So she didn't. He didn't see her, and she didn't see him, but he had to do the interview.
Dude, what a...
Have you ever had to interview someone where you're trying not to laugh the whole time?
Oh, dude, we did Jason Scoop, one of the best Donald Trump impersonators.
Yes.
I think he does Trump better than Trump himself. Yep. And we were here, and he said something. He said, African-American, bro. The camera was off of me. Dude, I never laughed that hard, meaning... Because you know this, once you're there, you got the giggles. It's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I've had them multiple times, but that was the worst. But Chris Cuomo, I mean, that's so freaking funny.
On SNL, they tried, the one guy they could always make laugh no matter what was Jimmy Fallon, because he couldn't just...
He could never hold
and
it.
He still does. He's 52 whatever years old, and he just giggles into his sleeve.
He laughs.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, Johnny Carson, he would always go, that's pretty funny. Well, here. But this guy, he's just a little...
Yeah, he's giggling all the time. Be professional.
Well, one thing we want to do eventually is a live show on the stage right here at Valuetainment Studios, and Vinny's probably going to be heading it up and probably going to have the Vinny O'Shaughnessy show on the live stage. It's going to be amazing, so everyone should check it out. Where else should they check you out?
At Vincent O'Shaughnessy on X. Mm-hmm. I don't say the T word anymore. Mm-hmm. Just at Vincent O'Shaughnessy on Instagram.
Awesome.
And, can you guys see that in the camera? Can you
guys flex, see my flex the pecs. Look at that.
We should have a pec. That? You got, look at that. Look at that.
I can do it too. Look at mine.
That's
see
not,
that?
That's
look at
little,
that. But I'm using my. I'm
oh,
using
I saw
my,
that.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
yeah, yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, one thing that I tried to do, I tried to make Vincent O'Shaughnessy laugh while he was acting as a reporter in a Putin exclusive interview. So you're going to hear a voice that's me, and he does crack up a few times. It looked a little something like this. Thank you for being with us, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
But you need to get to Russia and do this interview right now.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, I'm
here
on.
We go.
Some call him a hero, some call him a villain. Today I have the privilege of sitting down with the leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin.
Who the hell are you? I was told I'd be sitting with the great Patrick Bet-David.
I'm Vincent O'Shaughnessy. I work for Valuetainment. Patrick got held up at your customs. He's probably in a gulag or something right now, but I'm filling in. So let's just get right into it. Did you or did you not collude with Donald Trump in 2016 to beat Hillary Clinton?
No, we didn't have to. She's the most unlikable person in the world. Look what she's done to Bill. He looks like a White Walker from Game of Thrones.
Okay, fair enough. What are your thoughts about President Joe Biden? And please be honest.
He's batshit crazy. I heard he wander around the White House in his underwear, bumping into walls like a Roomba vacuum.
Men using women's bathrooms. Yes or no?
If a man enters a woman's restroom in Russia, he gets a front row seat to the Nutcracker.
Okay, we got it. And now for the hardest hitting question. What do you think about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
Nothing but a PR stunt. Worse than Russian propaganda. Travis Kelce dates black chicks with curves. Taylor looks like a garden rake with nipples.
You're hilarious, Mr. President. Okay, last question, and I was told not to ask it, but I wouldn't be doing my job as a reporter if I didn't. Prigozhin. Some people say his plane malfunctioned. Some say there was a bomb on it. Some people say you shot him out of the sky. Was that the new booster?
Yes, like Travis Kelce.
Oh, I love Travis Kelce. I'm a Swiftie. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Well, there goes Vinny. He was actually taken into custody. We may never see him again. But his interpreter did a very good job making sure there was clarity between Russia and U.S. Relations. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you once again to Vinny O'Shaughnessy. If you have an applause, give it to him because we're sure going to miss him in that chair over there. But we'll be back with more right after this. Much fun. fun right here, right now on The Right Show, folks. Fantastic. It's time for our little Trump corner. Now, you might have heard of Fannie Willis. She was dedicated to taking Trump down. I'm right here. I'm the district attorney of Atlanta, and Trump will go down for election interference and all the illegal deeds he done did. Well, guess what? It turns out she's been up to no good herself. Take a look at this. Fulton County's first female district attorney, always good to be number one, is facing the possibility of being kicked off the highest profile case of her career, prosecuting Donald J. Trump, because of her relationship with the man she hired to work on the case. How embarrassing is that? So she has this guy, this prosecutor named Wade, and he too is one of the first ever, this, that, and the other. It's all about being the first and this and that. And we were promised that once you get rid of all white people in government, that was the big problem, and you have to put black women in government. We're going to clean it all up. And it looks like things have gotten much more corrupt and much worse. Here she is caught lying. Listen to her on the stand right here.
I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial.
You confused. You think I'm on trial. No, Donald Trump is on trial. No, now you're on trial because Donald Trump pulled the ultimate Uno reverse card, folks. You try to put me on trial. What's that? Boom. Now you're on trial. You like that? Here we have her even more angry because this whole court proceeding has been going on. They're trying to get to the bottom of this. Why did you kind of campaign on you're going to put this guy in jail who was the rightful and the reasonable president who won in the most fair election we've ever had of all time? No COVID, no mail-in ballots. He just showed up at the ballot box. People voted. Electoral College smoked Hillary Clinton. And here's what she has to say while they're asking her, why are you so corrupt?
Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here. No. This is the truth,
Judge.
It is a lie.
Ms. Willis, Mr. Sena, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Be back in five.
That's what they say. When you have the truth, you pound on the facts. And when you have no truth, you pound on the table. And that table got a beating from Fannie Willis. The more angry and outraged she got, because is this because I'm a woman? Is that what's going on? When they start getting more angry, it's because they don't have the facts anymore. So they lose it because the more emotional they are, that's their get out of jail free card. She was about to hit the judge with the mm-hmm. You know what that is? That's when they hit you with that mm-hmm. And now you're in trouble. Well, I talked about it in my stand-up show. It looks a little something like this.
Noise in the world before they beat your ass. The same noise from the movie Jaws. She was like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on there on that case. Now, you might have heard that there's multiple cities and counties and courts suing Donald Trump because this is an all-out leftist attack. It's happening in Atlanta. It's happening in New York. And New York, the radical, crazy leftist judge just announced Trump owes $358 million, something around there. Call it $370 million for doing this, claiming that his buildings were worth more than they really are to get collateral to buy more property. There was no victim. He never missed a payment. He never, defaulted. Nobody went bankrupt and was left with a building. All the buildings are now paid off or refinanced, but everyone does this. If someone comes to your house, how much is your house worth? This house is worth $400,000. Now, an appraiser might come in and say it's actually $370,000. Then you go get another appraiser. Tell them there's going to be someone out there who goes, yeah, it's about $400,000. They put the pool in the backyard. Boop. That's what you do. So you go for the right appraisal. You always try to, when you're going to buy a new house, they say, how much did you make last year? If it's stated income, you might know you made about $80,000, but yeah, your uncle gave you a $500 here, your grandma. So you say, yeah, I made about $100,000 last year. Now, is someone going to go back 30 years later and claim that you defrauded the lending company after you paid on time? No. So this is a big problem. Trump stands to lose close to $400 million from that judgment. He's appealing, but the Uno reverse is in full effect, baby, because look what happened here. Trump is about to get into a deal where he could sell his stake in Truth Social worth $4 billion. Come here. I want to talk to you. How lucky is this man that The DA tries to penalize him, and she gets caught. Biden tries to say, you have documents you shouldn't have, and then Biden gets caught with those fake documents, and then he gets told he's going to lose $370 million for any of us. Devastating. And this guy makes $4 billion potentially the same week.
Wow.
Damn. It is good to be Donald Trump. We'll be back with more right after this. Mm-mm-mm. How many zeros are in 400 million? Oh, I was just doing some math. 400 million, billion, trillion dollars. Okay, now look here. This is amazing. Meta, aka Facebook, is in charge of doing none other than keeping our elections safe. That's what they've charged themselves with. Nobody's asked them to do this. Zuckerberg has deep pockets, and he's hired people to go through all the posts and make sure there's no disinformation. Anything that the Democrats love and that you don't like would be considered disinformation. Maybe you have ideas about Boosie Boosts. Maybe you don't want one. Maybe you took a different vitamin and it worked better for you. You're not allowed to say it. Gone, gone, gone. Maybe you don't like DEI hiring practices. Maybe you don't like airplanes. Gone, gone, gone. You're not going to guess how many employees they have working on this. I want you to know there's 67,000 people that work at Facebook total. So I'm going to ask you guys right here, how many people do you think are doing disinformation at Facebook? How many people on that board? Now remember, 67,000 people work at Facebook. Put in the comments, I want your guesses now, because we're gonna accidentally tell you here.
Disinformation, misinformation, interference with the election that the government should be taking on. How many people do you have working on this issue? And how do you know what's enough?
So we have around 40,000 people working on kind of safety and integrity on our platforms. Generally, we spend a lot of money on it. We've spent about $20 billion US dollars in recent years on things like election integrity, about $5 billion in the last year alone. But here's the interesting point. You know, even if we employ doubles at the number of...
I don't know if you could hear, but on the microphone, that news anchor was like, 40,000 people? They only have 67,000 to work at... Hit the rewind button and watch it. You'll see 40,000, only 67,000 people work there. What is that? Close to two-thirds of the workforce is dedicated to making sure that your posts follow what they find to be accurate information. If this doesn't trouble you, nothing will. Folks, for years I've said I'm putting out this great content, these great videos, very funny, and my views keep going lower and lower and lower. So we talk about this mysterious shadow ban, and people say, you're crazy, nobody cares about you. They're a big billion-dollar company. They don't care what you're posting on your little page. Oh, no. I have 240,000 followers on Facebook, 430,000 on YouTube. They care what I say. They want to make sure that one of their 40,000 employees sniffs me out and goes, who's this guy? Well, he's a famous half-Persian comedian. We like that. However, he's not saying what we want. Let's put a little kink in his hose so that he can't get the full feed. Every time I post a video now, it goes to 1,000 people. It used to go to 30,000, 50,000, 100,000 people. They've taken it all away from me. So next time someone complains about a potential shadow ban, maybe don't dismiss them so quickly. Maybe think, there are 40,000 people at Facebook alone dedicated to keeping these kinds of thoughts out of your fingertips. That's why I hope you'll like, subscribe, and follow me, because we want to keep reaching you no matter what they do. Now, enough of the shadow ban. Let's talk about Usher. He was doing the Yeah Yeah, that great halftime show. But some of you might not remember, about a year ago in Las Vegas, there was a female backup dancer on roller skates, and she was going around, and she accidentally bumped into Usher. She fell down. He was trying to back up. He fell down, and the rumor was she was fired for putting him in danger and not being professional. That was just a rumor. This young lady posted a video saying, you guys got it all wrong. I'm going to narrate as it goes. But she got the last laugh. She rocked it in the Super Bowl, and I want to end you on this funny story and this great positive story for the end of this week. Take a look. So, Usher fires dancer who made him fall at his residency. Usher and the dancer embraced, but sources say he was very upset. Usher and the dancer were careless and unacceptable. The new dancer had already replaced her. Okay, Usher reportedly said his health was most important. She was crying, but it didn't matter. He can't pay his bills. Here we go. There's the fall. But here she is, shining and grinding on the biggest stage in the world, the Super Bowl. So there you go, folks. No matter how hard your job is, I want you to go forth into this week. Hit the reset button. Come into it thinking, it doesn't matter what people say. Everybody loves me. That's what I do every time I come here to Valuetainment. And then it slowly devolves from there throughout the day. Folks, I hope you enjoyed The Right Show. We're going to take a look at some upcoming tour dates. I hope you'll be there. Houston, Texas, Arlington, Virginia, Carson City, Tacoma, Louisville, Fort Wayne, Appleton. And I just got notice I'm going to be appearing on the Mike Huckabee Show. More details to come. All that and more on KayvonComedy.com. Thank you for being here with us. Happy Nowruz is coming right around the corner. If you didn't do Valentine's Day, make up for it now. And if you haven't seen the Super Bowl, spoiler alert, the Chiefs won in overtime. We'll see you next time. That's it for The Right Show. Bye-bye, folks. We're out of here.